Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. We are on Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Siyata Dishmaya. And again, we are learning through the Torah, Moreinu Barabbeinu, Hagoyin Agoda Mufla, Mugad Rabbi Yitzchak Manzatzal. Omer Rambam, Kavod Gadol Nogim Bamelech, a lot of kavod is given. One has must show display to the king great kavod. And they place in him fear and awe in the heart of every man. You should place on yourself a king that his awe should be upon you. That some to sim alecha melech. You should place him on you, meaning you should be in awe of him. Ein roichem al susoi, ve'ein yeishvin al kisoi. You're not allowed to ride on his horse, and you are not allowed to sit on his throne. And you're not allowed to use his sharvit, which is his staff. Or not his crown. Not any of his utensils. Kshumet kulam nisrafim lefanav. And when he dies, they're all burned. All his clay tashmish. Chen lo yishtamish v'avodov v'shifchoisov. Nobody's allowed to use his servants, maid servants, except another king. Avishag, therefore Avishag, who used to serve Dov, who was mutter to Shlomo, was sur al Adoniyo. Shlomo was melech and Adoniyo wasn't. Aval ishtoi shel melech omer Rama balachabet einan nevielet lacher leolam. Nobody's allowed to have beer with the wife of a king after he dies. Filo ha-melech einan osi ha-menosi v'shos ha-melech acher. Even a king is not allowed to marry the widow or the divorcee of another king. Ad kan midivrei kodshoi shel Rambam. Vagmara v'sanhedrin v'daf chavbet katuv ein rochvim al suso, you're not allowed to ride in his horse, etc. Omar Rav Yaakov, Omar Rav Yechanan, Avishag, who is the servant of David, Muteret l'Shlomo, was mutter for Shlomo to use as a servant, Vasura l'Adoniya, and she was asked to Adoniya. Gemara explains the Gemara, Muteret l'Shlomo, the Melech haya, the Melech mishtamesh b'shar v'ito shemosh, was mutter l'Shlomo, because Shlomo was a king, and a king is allowed to use the staff of another king, the shavit of another king. And she's forbidden to Adoniyahu because Adoniyahu is a hediot. However, with regard to the almana of a king, we learn in the Mishnah that Yud Ches ve'ein nosin almanoso shel melech, one is not allowed to marry the widow of a king. Rabbi Yehuda omer nosea melech almanato shel melech. No, a king is allowed to marry the widow of a king. She came with sin with David. She nasa al menato shel Shaul. She neemar v'etna lechad beit Adonaiich v'et neshe Adonaiich v'chekecha. So we find by David that he married the almana of Shaul. As it says in the Pasuk, ואתנה לך אספייס אדונך ואסנשי אדונך בחיקך. And I will give you the house of your master and the wives of your master. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis Yudbeis Ches. Nathan HaNavi is telling David that he's going to give him the wives of Shaul. So Mamela, you see that it's permitted to marry Almanas of Shaul Melech. Ad kan midivrei Gemara. Ve'alacha bet, Rambam posek kerabanan, that the wife of a king is not allowed to marry another king. In other words, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is only gabe ishto shel melech. But b'sha'ar klei tashmisho, chachamim modim shemutar lemelech acher. If it's other klei tashmish, the Rabbanan are moide that it's mutter for a different king. As the Rambam paskins here, that another melech is allowed to use his stuff and his servants. Kan bo sameach oivim edivrei Rambam beperush haMishnayot betchilat perek bet shel Sanhedrin shepasak sham shehalacha kerabbi Yehuda shealmanato muteret lemelech acher. The Or Samech brings the Rambam, or Paskins, that his almana is mutter to another king. And the Or Samech there says that the Rambam holds that it says in Sanhedrin Chof Beis that we read that Avishag was mutter to Shlomo, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's according to Rabbanan, just like his almana is forbidden to a different king, so to his other klei tashmish are usser. And Avishag, that her isser is mitzav avadav umishamshav, is forbidden according to the Rabbanan, even to Shlomo. And from the fact that it says that Avishag was mutter to Shlomo, we see that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. How do we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda? Because it's passing by the Amoraim. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avishag was muteras l'shlomo. So the Rambam, in his earlier years, was of the opinion that the machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda was both about the marrying his almana and marrying and using his stuff. So from the fact that we see that you're allowed to use his things, so it must be that just like there we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda about Almanas Shel Melech. That's why the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayis paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that his Almanas Muteres LeMelech Acher, just like his Misharetet, his servant is Mutter to someone else. Because the Rambam in his youth felt that they are one and the same. His wife and his servants and utensils are all in the same category. According to Rabbi Yehuda, mutter to a different king, and according to the Rabbanan, aser. However, b'ziknusoy, in the Rambam's old age, he changed his mind. Chazar bo Rambam, v'hu savar, Shechachamim nechleku, that the rabbis were only arguing be'almanasoi. Almanasoi, they said, ad kan, the buck stops here. She's not permitted to anybody else. But they agree about his other klei tashmish. But they agree that his other utensils are permitted to another king. And therefore, there's no more Araya Heter from Avishag to Shlomo, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because even the rabbis would agree to that. And then we go back to the Klal, the halacha Karabim. And therefore, the Rambam here paskins like the Rabbonim, that the almana of a melech is forbidden to another king, kedas Rabbonim. Ad kan midivrei ha'or sameach, sha'arambam kan posek, kidivrei ha'arambam posek b'ziknuto, that the rabbis only say that his other things are permitted to a different king, but not as almana, because that's the opinion of the Rabbonim. And Yachid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim, and the fact that we see in the Gemara that we don't paskin like the Rabbanan, that's only when it's talking about his other stuff. Because there, it's lav dafka like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbanan agree that his other stuff is permitted to another king. Just almanaso, the rabbis hold, is not permitted to another king. And that's taka the way the Rambam paskins, unlike what he says in the Perush HaMishnayos, which was Bitsiruto in his youth. Vihine lich ora tzarich lavin. His wife is aser mishum klei tashmisha. His wife is aser because this is the utensils of his use. And if klei tashmisha are mutter lemelech acher, Gam alibi de Rabbanan, if his utensils are mutter to a different king, even according to the rabbis, then maishna almanasai she'asura lemelech acher. What do we see? We see that the use of the klei tashmish of a king is not a stira to the covet of the king. So if you're allowed to use klei tashmish because it's not a stira to the covet of a king, doesn't contradict the honor of the king, then why should his wife be any different? One should be allowed to be with his wife, also another king. And that's taka the opinion of the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos. So why did the Rambam change his mind here, according to the Or Samech and the Yad, and was mechalek between Itzel Klei Tashmishoi, that it's mutter for others, and the Almana, who is usser for others? בתוספתא, בפרק ד' של סנהדרין הלכה ב' מבואר, איסור. We see there's an Isser, you're not allowed to marry the Alman of the Melech, from Shmuel ב', פרק כ', פסוק ג', לגבי פילגשי דוד, שבא עליהם אבשלום, רחמנא ליצלן, וכתוב שם, ותהיינה צרורות עד יום מותן, אלמנות חיות. So they were sort of bound up until their death. They were living widows, meaning they were usher to other people. From here you see that ein nosin al manasu shel melech. Because nobody was allowed to be with the Pilakshim of David. In the Chasdei David and the Tosefta, Hevin Shapasuk, Shemivim Sham, who lilmod mimenu kedat Rabbanan, that she's usher even to another king. And he says, where do you get that from? Maybe Shlomo didn't marry them, stam. And from the fact that they didn't get married to others, it must be their usher to a hedyot. But how do we know that they're even usher to another king? Ayin sham bechasdei David. Al kol panim lefi ze mevorar makor miyuchad leisur al menato. So here you have, according to this, a special makor for the Isser Almana of the Melech. And it's lav dafka mitzad shar klei tashmishav. And because of this, we can say that the Isser is even for another king, because we have a pasuk, dafka about his wives, his pilakshim, and that has nothing to do with Klei Tashmisha. So it could be Klei Tashmisha was mutter for others, but not his wives. But we have to understand the geder of the Isser Klei Tashmisha that are not usser to another king, and the Isser Almanasa, that she is usser even to another king. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg of our journey through this incredible adventure of Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Beis, Halachos Aleph and Beis, and Emirtza Hashem, in the next shiur, we will continue analyzing, and we will see Be'ezat Hashem Nisporach Niflaus. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.